This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
MashaAllah, today is a day of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is a day of saying Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar means that God is great, God is greater, God is the greatest, God is greater than anything our minds can possibly conceive. God is greater than the universe, which He created out of nothing by His divine command. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira. For me, personally, this Eid, Eid al-Adha, today, is a major sign that this religion is true. Eid al-Adha is a major sign for me that this religion is haq. This is deen al-haq, that the Qur'an is haq, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is haq. And I'll tell you why. The dominant culture in the world right now is a culture that is hell-bent upon eliminating anything that has to do with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They are very openly and very boldly declared ideological war on Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, our master Abraham, peace be upon him. For them, Ibrahim alayhi salam epitomizes everything that they hate. He epitomizes tradition with a capital T, which they despise. He epitomizes patriarchy. Abraham is our patriarch, but patriarchy is tied to masculinity, and masculinity for them is totally toxic. He epitomizes heteronormativity, which they detest because they obey their base desires. And he epitomizes fear of God and submission to God, which they repudiate and reject and even mock. The dominant culture today is anti-Abrahamic to its core. And every year, things seem to get more and more intense, more deviant, more perverted, and just strange. This is truly a strange new world. Just in the last 5 years, things have really changed. It's hard to keep up with what's going on anymore. This is because it's based on hawa. It's based on feelings and desires and impulses. This is an age of feelings. The age of Horus. What happened to reason? What happened to revelation? What happened to discipline? What happened to self-control? It's a strange new world. And yet, in the face of such anti-Abrahamic culture, Muslims from all over the world, once a year, on this day, celebrate Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Once a year, we remind ourselves of the crucial importance of staying connected specifically to Ibrahim alayhi salam and our responsibility to uphold his millah. No other religion has such a strong affinity with Abraham. No other religion celebrates a holiday that is so closely connected to Abraham, not even Christianity or Judaism, even though Abraham is mentioned and praised in the Bible. It's very interesting. And so this lack of connection to Abraham, peace be upon him, is why these other religions are faltering badly in the face of the current culture. And they're simply not equipped or no longer equipped to deal with these end game issues and hostilities. And we are in the end game. My respected brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. You know how they say, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, if the kitchen is traditional religion, and heat is this pernicious and deviant dominant culture, then right now in the world, the heat is turned way up. It's 300 degrees. And Jews, Christians, Hindus, and Buddhists are flying out of the kitchen at record numbers. Christianity and Judaism in particular are in major crisis right now. A big problem is that their leaders consistently fail to stand up for their principles. They have betrayed their own congregations. They were weak when they should have been strong. They were wishy-washy when they should have been uncompromising. They made unwarranted concessions in the religion out of fear. They feared the people when they should have feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ahaqqu an takhshawhu. Allah has a greater right to be feared. The Bible says in both testaments, the old and the new, we need to remind our Christian and Jewish friends. Both Isaiah and Matthew say, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, teaching as doctrine the precepts of men. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took the religious leaders as divine lords other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? They obeyed the creation in disobedience to the Creator. You see these other religions, these are not the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They're not. We, the ummah of the best of creation, the ummah of the final prophet and messenger, the ummah of our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are literally the last best hope of humanity, the last bus home, the last line of defense. And many people are starting to realize this. This is why multitudes of people in the West right now are becoming Muslim. When your common sense, your parental rights, your religious tradition, your very civilization is constantly being undermined at work, at school, at church, and in the media, you will either give up out of despair, out of disillusionment, or you will seek to preserve your worldview. And so, many people are discovering Islam right now as being the only real alternative of self-preservation. Alhamdulillah. Recently, we've seen people who were vitriolic, anti-Muslim polemicists a few years ago, people who hated Islam, people who hated Allah and His Messenger. We see them convert to Islam and openly express their love for Allah and His Messenger. SubhanAllah. According to the World Health Organization, there is more mental illness in the Anglosphere, in the English-speaking world, than in all other places, despite the increased wealth and technology. Why? Because wealth and technology are not the be-all, end-all. Replacing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with taghut, with false gods, only leads to misery. When the fear of Allah, when prophetic virtue cultivation, when disciplining the lower self is replaced with atheism and absolute autonomy and unbridled hedonism, this only leads to misery. Western society is seriously breaking down right now. And people have started looking to us for answers. Have you been to San Francisco lately? SubhanAllah, it's an absolute dystopia. Homeless everywhere. Human waste, needles, garbage covering the streets. 30 to 35% of office buildings abandoned due to looting and crime. There are signs everywhere cautioning drivers about criminals who will smash your car windows and steal your property. And yet hundreds and hundreds of you-know-what flags posted everywhere. This is their culture now. This is their priority now. San Francisco was never invaded by a foreign army. It was never colonized. It was never bombed by invading armies. It's one of the wealthiest and most technologically advanced cities in the world. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And strive for Allah's sake as you ought to strive. He has chosen you and imposed no difficulties upon you in the religion. It is the millah of your father Abraham. It is the creed, the theology, the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He called you Muslims in the past and in this scripture so that the messenger may be a witness over you and so that you might be witnesses over humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Abraham, peace be upon him, was an ummah. One of the meanings of ummah is imam, leader. We are his millah. We are supposed to be leaders of humanity, not followers, not sheep, but shepherds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us for this. He chose the Bani Israel before us, but they fell short. So now this is upon us, and we accept this honor with humility. This is now upon us as both a source of pride and joy, but it's also a serious responsibility. The word responsibility comes from the Latin meaning ability to respond. Istijaba. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Istajibu lillah wa lirrasul. Idha da'akum idha ilima yuhyikum. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. Respond to that which gives you life. What is that? What are we responding to that gives us life? Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the parameters determined by Allah, the commandments and prohibitions given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, The Quran and Sunnah of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which leads to everlasting life in the hereafter. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And staying within these hudud is not difficult. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. This is not a difficult religion. I want to emphasize this point, primarily for our young people here. Practically speaking, this is not a difficult religion. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَى وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you, not difficulty. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We did not reveal this Quran to make you miserable. I teach a class at the college called Comparative Religion, Comparative Theologies. And when I say the college, you should know what I'm referring to. Zaytuna College, the first Muslim college in the West, a lighthouse in the bleak ocean of modern academia. And I'll tell you this, if you gave me 2 minutes to explain the essential theology and morality of a given religion, the only religion that could be adequately explained in 2 minutes or less is Islam. Why? Not because this is a religion for unsophisticated people. Quite the contrary. Study history. This religion produced some of the greatest geniuses who ever lived. Theologians, philosophers, poets, scientists, physicians, historians, lawyers, political scientists, mathematicians, etc., etc. Knowledge is at the centrality of this religion. It's because the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us is clear, it's coherent, it's reasonable, it's logical, it is in alignment with our nature, our common sense. This is not a difficult religion. Our essential and non-negotiable theological and moral commitments are clear. So be very cautious about anyone who attempts to muddy the waters. Our essentials are clear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about people who ya'tunakum min al-ahadith bima lam tasma'u antum wala aba'akum. People who come to you with statements that neither you nor your forefathers have ever heard, these radical hermeneutics. We know from the plain and obvious meanings of our sacred text tradition that Allah is one, that He has no partners, that there's nothing like Him. We know from the plain and obvious meanings of our sacred text tradition that Jesus, peace be upon Him, is a prophet, not God, not the Son of God. We know from the plain and obvious meanings of our sacred text tradition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined upon us prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage, that He sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a moral exemplar and a mercy to all the worlds. We know from the plain and obvious meanings of our sacred text tradition what the sin of the people of Lot was, the Qawm Lut. We know. It's plain and obvious. We don't need a PhD seminar to decipher what the Quran is saying here. We know from the plain and obvious meanings of our sacred text tradition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created male and female. It's binary. And that men and women are different. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Yet men and women complement each other. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man's wife is شَطْرُ دِينِهِ. It's half his religion. It's yin and yang. It's complementary, non-antagonistic. This is what revelation and reason can demonstrate. We don't need a $4,000 three-unit university course on intersectional feminism and gender studies to take our money and then lie to us about men and women. We know from the plain and obvious meanings of our sacred text tradition that fornication, alcohol consumption, and the killing of children is forbidden and harmful to society. And reason can demonstrate this. We have clear guidance. We have Kitabun Mubin, a clarifying book. We have Al-Bayyana. Who is Al-Bayyana? Rasulun min Allah yatlu suhufan mutahara. A messenger from God who recites pure scriptures. And we also know from our guidance, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is forgiving and merciful, and that He's ready to accept our tawbah, and He loves to accept tawbah. Maybe you haven't been praying for a while. Maybe you got caught up in all of this woke nonsense and did and said things that go against Allah and His messenger. Maybe you've secretly left the millah. Make tawbah and come back as long as you're alive. It isn't too late. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You're still alive. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is a tawwab, the one who is constantly accepting our tawbah, our repentance. Come back and have hope in Allah that He will enable you to seal your speech with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Your end matters more than your beginning or middle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, Ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana fik wa la ubali. O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and have hope in me, I will forgive you despite whatever may have occurred from you. And I do not mind. This is Allah. One of my teachers said that one of these Muslim celebrity athletes approached a sheikh. And we know that shuhra is a tribulation. Fame is a tribulation. The ulama do not wish to be famous. Hubb shuhra, love of fame, is one of the major diseases of the heart. This is a disease of the heart that very learned people struggle with, let alone teenagers on social media, many of whom harm themselves by doing these humiliating TikTok challenges just to become famous. And that stuff stays on the internet for decades and decades. So this famous Muslim athlete, he said to the sheikh, he said, Ya sheikh, I keep falling into this one sin. I make tawbah, but I keep falling back into this sin. Then I make tawbah, and the cycle continues on and on. What do I do? The sheikh looked at him and said, Istamir, continue to make tawbah with sincerity. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you tawfiq to eventually leave this sin. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, my servants who have transgressed against their own souls, never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives all sins. He's forgiving and merciful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي فِي الطَّرِيقِ وَجَدَ غُسْنَ شَوْكٍ فَأَخَذَهُ فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Once a man was walking in the street and he found a thorny branch of a tree on the street and he removed it. Allah thanked him for that and forgave his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. He's looking to forgive. You might deem some act insignificant, but it is weighty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's looking at intention. He's looking at sincerity. You don't have to go from a non-practicing Muslim to Shaykh al-Islam overnight. Start with establishing the prayer 5 times a day and do these little things with good intentions. Smile at people. There was a guy who committed suicide. He tried to commit suicide. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. He said he survived. He said he was on the bus. He said, if just one person looked at me and smiled at me, I wouldn't have gone through with it. If one person looked at me and smiled at me, if one person looked at me and said, hey, how you doing? I wouldn't have done with it. Smile at people. Open doors for people. Be kind to animals. When you go to a restaurant, clean up after yourself. Make it a little easier for the worker there who's barely making enough money to feed his family. These are things that Allah values. There is a saying attributed to Isa alayhi salam. He said, which of you, if you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, wouldn't leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that was lost until he found it? And when you find it, you carry it on your shoulders rejoicing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam made the same point, but more effectively, more vividly, more dramatically. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his slave than a man who lost his camel in a waterless desert, which was carrying his provisions of food and drink. He, having lost all hope, lies down in the shade, presumably to die. Then all of a sudden, he finds the camel standing before him. He takes hold of its reins, and then out of boundless joy, he blurts out, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my slave, and I am your Lord. The Prophet said, akhta'a min shiddatil farah. He committed a mistake with his tongue out of extreme joy. Allah is more pleased with his servant's tawbah than that man is at that moment. You see, the worst thing you can do is to disconnect yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to justify your sin to yourself in defiance of Allah. The state of youth, the state of being young, can lead to a state, to a type of delusion, ghurur. Young people often think that they're indestructible. But I promise you one day, a day that will come sooner than you think, you will notice your body starting to break down, gray in your hair, wrinkles on your face, your memory starting to slip, if you even get that far. Just recently, we had 2 young Muslim brothers in their 20s return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive them and have mercy upon them and give patience to their parents and siblings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the highest ranks. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things like this happen. They happen all the time. This is the nature of the dunya. It happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on multiple occasions. And he was the best of creation. He's the beloved of Allah. When his son Ibrahim died, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weeping. This is human nature. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhu, he said, "Wa anta ya Rasulullah, you are crying, O Messenger of God? Ya ibn Auf, innaha rahma. Inna al-ayna tadma'u, wal-qalbu yahzanu, wa la naqulu illa ma yurdi Rabbana." O son of Auf, he said, "This is mercy. Indeed, the eye weeps and the heart feels grief. But we don't say except what pleases our Lord." So know the nature of the dunya. These are tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Do you think you're just going to enter paradise without being tested?" Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange for paradise. So let's make a commitment right now that we're going to live theocentric lives, lives centered around God. As long as you are following Allah and His Messenger, do not allow yourselves to be agitated by those who are steeped in sin. Because I'll tell you this, and you know this, this whole idea of living a theocentric life, a life centered around God, a life of taqwa, this whole idea has become an object of mockery in our modern culture. The idea of believing in the divine lawgiver, a being greater than ourselves, is the object of mockery in our modern world. So how are we going to respond? What's our istijaba? Are we going to cower in shame and water down the religion because of how human beings might perceive us? Or are we going to put Allah and His Messenger first? وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. To use a boxing analogy, are we going to respond to the bell of the final round, make istijaba, and keep striving وَجَاهِدُ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ? Or are we going to throw in the towel, give up and lose hope? Or are we going to try to change the rules of the game in the final round? Whatever choice we make, we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any of us. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ. Allah is self-sufficient, whereas you, human beings, are impoverished. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And if you turn away, He will replace you with another people, and they will not be like you. This is the sunnah of Allah and His creation. Please Allah, and humanity will follow. If we transgress the hudud of Allah in order to please humanity, we will compromise. If we compromise our non-negotiable theological and moral commitments, or if we lie to ourselves and radically reinterpret these non-negotiables that are ma'lum min ad-din bi-durura, then how can we expect tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Please Allah, and human beings will follow. And if human beings don't follow, then hasbunallah. Allah suffices us. La naqulu illa ma yurdi rabbana. We don't say anything except that pleases our Lord. You don't have to march in a rally. You don't have to support some politician. You don't have to affirm someone's self-delusion. You don't have to scream and stomp your feet at some protest. You don't have to declare yourself an ally to some deviant social movement. You don't have to play their language games. You don't have to do any of these things. Don't let the pressure get to you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He'll give you a way out, an exit strategy. So what do we have to do? Finishing the ayah. فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. So establish the prayer and give charity and cling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your master. What an excellent master. What an excellent helper. This is the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the last bastion of hope. How many times we find in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us to adhere to the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? How many times? Why is that? Why such emphasis? Because this is true guidance. This is what we need to survive in these latter days. The Quran is a trans-historical text. It's good for all time. It stays relevant. Allah knew that attacks upon the Milla Ibrahimiyya would intensify as we move closer to the Sa'ah. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say Allah speaks the truth. Follow the Milla of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was not from the idolaters. Na'am, sadaqa Allah, wa ma yarghabu an millati Ibrahim illa man safiha nafsa. Who turns away from the creed of Abraham, except he makes a fool out of himself? Amazing. Do we not see this today? Do we not see this today? Listen to the speech of these postmodern people who reject traditional Abrahamic theology and morality, who reject God and revelation and prophecy and time-tested tradition. Just listen to their words. Contradictions, logical fallacies, incoherence, emotional incontinence, and just mind-boggling, ajib and gharib foolishness. The kind of foolishness where you're left scratching your head, you're wondering, is this person serious right now? Is he serious? Look at their appearances. Look what they do to their bodies. What kind of foolishness? What happened to humanity? What happened to human dignity? Look at the lifestyles that they advocate. Unhealthy, pathogenic, shameless, disorder. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. We have clear guidance. They make absolute fools out of themselves. And they call us fools. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. And when it is said to them, do not spread corruption in the land, they say, we're just reformers. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Indeed, it is they who are corruptors, but they fail to perceive. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. And when they are told, believe as others believe, they say, will we believe as the fools believe? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, it is they who are fools, but they don't know. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when they meet the believers, when they meet the Muslims, they say, we believe. You know, we're allies. We're on the same team. Coexistence, tolerance, kindness. Did Ibrahim alayhi salam ally himself to deviants? Did Lut alayhi salam? What about the wife of Lut? These stories are here for a reason. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. But when they're alone with their evil associates, they say, we are definitely with you. We were just mocking with those believers. We're just using them to get power, status, sympathy, special privileges. We don't really care about them. اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي تُقْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah will throw their mockery back at them, leaving them to continue wandering blindly in their defiance. Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That Ibrahim alayhi salam came to his Lord with a sound heart. This is the spiritual heart, the spiritual qalb, which is the seat of emotion and intelligence. In other words, the mind. Ibrahim alayhi salam approached his Lord with a sound mind. The stories in the Quran of Ibrahim alayhi salam are not simply there for entertainment. They have deeply profound significance. They're intended to build our minds, to make us formidable intellectual warriors like Ibrahim alayhi salam. I'm out of time. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَا تَوَّابُ تُوبَ عَلَيْنَا. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله المصطفى وعلى ساداتنا وإمتنا أبي بكر عمر عثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عن أصحاب رسول الله أجمعين. The substitution of a ram for Ibrahim's son رضي الله عنهما وعليهم السلام serves as the basis for the ritual of the slaughtering of the animal, the udhiya, the qurbani. It's required as a final rite of the Hajj. So we have to do this as well, or at least have someone do this on our behalf. Also, it is wajib in the Hanafi school to continue the takbirat at least once after every fard salah, okay? Up to and including Salat al-Asr on the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. So that's Saturday, I believe, July 1st. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب العزيز بعد نقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله
نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. وصلى الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. عيدكم مبارك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.